Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be back for our next live show on Friday, October 11th. Friday, not the 13th. Friday, October 11th. All right? So join us for that. It's going to be a great time. Our live shows are always a blast. And I want to see you there. We have audio from Kamala Harris today from her rally in North Carolina. And this is amazing, but she says that she talked about bringing down the cost of living and investing in America's small businesses at the debate. You know, the problem for her is, again, she's been there for 3.5 years. She's been there for 3.5 years. This is why people are not buying this. In case you're just joining me, I went into detail with you earlier in the show today. In case you're just joining me, where have you been? To prove my point, which is that Kamala Harris may have, and I'm using air quotes here, won the debate in terms of people's perceptions, but she did not win the debate. She lost the debate because the purpose of a debate is not to be the better debater. The purpose of a debate is to persuade people to your way of thinking. She did not persuade undecided voters to her way of thinking. Trafalgar Group did some polling conducted during and after the September 10th debate. 2,245 respondents, likely voters in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, PA, and Wisconsin. 95% confidence rate, 2.1% margin of error. Prior to the debate, what best describes how you plan to vote in the 2024 election? 47.4%, Donald Trump. 46.8%, Kamala Harris. Debate winner, who do you think won the debate? Kamala Harris, 55.3%. Donald Trump, 42.5%. Post-debate support. Considering tonight's debate performance, if you had to vote tomorrow, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, 48.2%. Kamala Harris, 47.9%. Trump actually gained a point. They both did, but Trump is still in the lead. So you see what I mean about how you can say somebody won the debate, but they didn't actually really win the debate if you define winning as persuading people to your way of thinking. Kamala Harris did not do that. As time goes on, you will see that people, it will fade and fade in people's minds that she won the debate. It will fade. Trust me on this point. You know, I'm the biggest, I like to think I'm the biggest straight shooter out there when it comes to this stuff. So I can tell you that even though it was not Trump's best night, and that's saying a lot, he didn't have to go out there and persuade anybody because they already know his economy. They liked his economy better. You know, I listened to that whole interview with Frank Luntz and Piers Morgan. I listened to the whole thing. And Luntz eventually concedes that voters like Trump's economy better. They just don't like him personally. And because he's such a Trump hater, he's trying to make the argument that since Trump, quote unquote, lost the debate, he lost the election. And that's nonsense. Trump entered that stage that night with people liking his economy more than hers. And Trump left that stage that night with people liking his economy more than hers. Period. So here's Kamala Harris today, cut one. Or cut 31.
On Tuesday night, I talked about issues that I know matter to families across America, like bringing down the cost of living, investing in America's small businesses.
You brought up the cost of living. How can you bring it down? You brought it up. You're the reason why it's high. Your administration and the spending and the policies and the war on energy is the reason why it's high. She claims President Trump intends to cut Social Security and Medicare, which is a lie. She also says he will impose a national sales tax, also a lie. Cut 32.
He intends to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Boo.
And he wants to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. I call it a Trump sales tax.
Oh, do you? That's a lie. There's no national sales tax. He's not going to implement that. That's another lie. And she got her fake accent back. Oh, good. I missed the fake accent. That took a long time. Well, she's in North Carolina, y'all. How y'all doing? How y'all doing down here? Y'all sleeping with your sisters and your brothers? Cut 33.
Because, you know, it's all about him. It's not about you. Well, folks, I said it then, I say it now. It's time to turn the page. Turn that page.
I say it again. It's time to turn the page. I say, boy. She's now calling for another debate. Of course she wants another debate. She doesn't really want another debate, though. I don't believe that. But she is now going to say one because Trump said he's not going to have one, which... Look, if I'm Trump, I would get on that stage. I think he should. I think he should do a debate. Maybe he'll change his mind. He's changed his mind before. I think he should. But again, he's the front runner here. He's the guy in the winning position. So he doesn't need to do it. Maybe his team has calculated that the risks are too high. I disagree with him. If I was in the room, I would say they're not too high. Go in there and bury her once and for all. You know, my unhappiness with his debate performance comes down to that, but he could have just ended this once and for all and just buried her. But that's, he could do it again. He could. He's got the ability to do it. He has the ability to do it. She does not have the ability to bury him. That's the difference. So if it were me, I'd be advising him, get on that debate stage. You got nothing to lose here. She's got everything to lose and nothing to gain. Nothing. But nevertheless, cut 34.
Two nights ago, Donald Trump and I had our first debate. And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Well, you see, because you didn't win them over, did you? No, you didn't. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad. You had your big opportunity and you blew it. You blew it. You blew it. Time has this important piece I wanted to share with you today, and that's this, and it's not good for her at all. Historical polling tells a tough tale for Kamala Harris. If you read the coverage and campaign finance top lines, you might think Kamala Harris had rocketed to a commanding position against Donald Trump. Even before drawing unmatched positive reviews for her debate performance, her public favorability numbers had jumped by almost 20 points since her low point in January, and 10 points from Democrats' Summer Nadir. In battleground states, she's doing an average of about 4 percentage points better than Joe Biden was before she replaced him as the presidential nominee. But at Thursday's mark of 53 days before Election Day, history suggests Harris supporters have good reason to be skittish. In Real Clear Politics' national poll of polls, she's still trailing Trump by 1.3 points within the margin of error. Going back 20 years, the eventual losers of presidential contests at this point were on average down 2.6% in the Real Clear Politics average. Harris is only faring a bit better than that. Put simply, it's really hard to climb out of a deficit this late in a cycle, but it's possible for a leading campaign to stumble if outside forces intervene. And then they write, that's what arguably explains how Hillary Clinton blew a 1.5 point advantage at this point in 2016. Looking at you, James Comey, they write. And how John McCain seemed to be up by 2.3 points before losing in 2008, which they accurately do blame on the Wall Street meltdown, which I do agree was a big part of the reason for that. Still, Democrats have a clear advantage over Republicans when it comes to enthusiasm, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but that enthusiasm is baked in. That number's baked in. Most pollsters agree that after the debate, the race is in the midst of a reset, one that will show up in the next round of surveys that will come out early next week. Even then, any bump may be short-lived, but sufficient if it lasts deep enough into early voting. That explains why Democrats remain bullish about their odds from the top of the ticket down to individual state legislative races. And it goes on, but the bottom line is this. They're even acknowledging, as much as they don't want to, that that debate is not the game changer that everybody thinks it is. It just isn't. It's not. It's just not. Kamala mocked Trump today at the rally. So much for civility, huh? For using the term concepts when he was discussing health care. Also, people on X are calling this the cringiest clip you'll ever see. The audio alone does not do it justice because her mannerisms are so strange. I wish we had the ability to put it on YouTube, but we don't know how to do that, do we?
I don't know how to do it. You can do it. The morning show does it.
Yeah, you should ask Henry. He knows all.
Henry probably does know, yeah.
Yeah, Henry knows. I think Henry knows how to do it. Was that Kamala Harris or Yosemite Sam giving a speech? Now y'all come down to North Carolina. How y'all doing?
She's doing her best foghorn leghorn.
No one does a better foghorn leghorn than me, Justin. I say down here in North Carolina. I say. When's she going to whip out the hot sauce? Is she going to pull out the hot sauce from her purse?
Oh, yeah. You know, at some point it's going to come.
Remember when Hillary Clinton did that? She pulled out hot sauce from her. What a phony. Who the hell carries around hot sauce? First of all, if it breaks, you get hot sauce all over your stuff. Nobody carries around hot sauce with them. Who does that? Only a fraud does that. You know, that's who, a fraud. Justin, where's your hot sauce? You don't have it, do you?
Not on my persons.
Because you're an aunt. You're not on my persons. It's not on his persons. Kamala awkwardly mocking Trump, cut 35.
You heard what he said in the debate. He has no plan to replace it. He said, concepts.
Whoa.
Of a plan.
Ah.
Oh, you all watched the debate.
Wait, stop it. I believe that if you go on a haunted hayride with your kids, that creature jumps out and goes, concepts of a plan, and scares the crap out of your children. That is on the frightened Jason's Woods haunted hayride that I saw the billboard today in 95. That creature comes, I swear. The hayride takes a turn and then concepts of a plan. And then it quickly goes back into the woods. Don't doubt me on this, DeSantis.
I mean, I've already watched the clip and I knew it was coming. I was still startled.
Tell me that's not at Six Flags Fright Fest this year, Justin. You know it is.
Oh, it's one. It should be. If it's not, it definitely should be.
Let me hear it again.
He said, concepts of a plan.
Ah, mommy, you said this was right. This ride wasn't scary. I want a cider donut now. Mommy.
Sounds like she's trying to do her best, like, cheesy 80s horror scream.
Yeah, can you find some good 80s horror screams? That's a great idea. Let's find some good cheesy 80s horror screams. We'll put them up against that. Yeah! Mommy, I don't want to be on this ride anymore. The creepy monster's scary.
Concepts of a plan.
Oof. Sorry.
There's more of it if you'd like it.
Sure.
He said, concepts of a plan. Oh, you all watched the debate.
Oh, Cackle's back. Cackle's back. I missed that cackle.
Concepts. No actual plan, concepts.
Of a plan. But it's not even that muah. That's a deeper, more soothing. It's that high-pitched scream that only dogs can hear and make ears bleed. And then it goes back into the woods, and then your children are freaked out, and you go up to the owner and go, I thought you said this was a kid-friendly ride. I want my money back. I want my money back. Terrifying. Migrant crime. This is a report from NBC in Florida. It's a real thing, believe it or not. Whether or not they're eating dogs and cats or chickens or duck or whatever else, it's real. Migrant crime is real. It's a true thing. By the way, Trump is holding his first rally since the debate. He's got a step and repeat banner behind him. It says no tax on tips. Text Trump to 88022 and make housing affordable again. That's what he's got going on behind him right now. Here is the report from NBC Florida. Take a listen.
Well, tonight, a second person is in jail for the kidnapping and murder of a Doral man, and a Venezuelan gang may be behind the disturbing crime.
Now, lawmakers are calling on the White House to help stop this criminal organization. Jamie Grillo is live outside the jail in Northwest Miami-Dade with more on this violent story tonight. Jamie.
The victim kidnapped outside a hotel, then murdered. Tonight, a second suspect accused in the crime is behind bars.
Good afternoon, sir. You were arrested pursuant to an arrest warrant, extradited from Panama.
After an intense and months-long search, authorities located and arrested Julio Cesar Hernandez Montero. According to police, the 27-year-old is one of the accomplices of Yurin Salazar Matia. Matia arrested in January for the murder, robbery, kidnapping, and home invasion of Jose Luis Valera. Valera found dead last November in the back seat of his own vehicle, his hands and feet bound with tape.
El cuerpo de mi hermano quedó totalmente golpeado.
The victim's brother told us in January that his body was brutally beaten. According to police, surveillance video shows the victim leaving a La Quinta when Montero and two other men kidnapped him.
There's probable cause for all of the charges.
Police believe after the kidnapping, the suspects invaded the victim's home, demanded money from a roommate, and stole a safe. According to an arrest warrant, Montero's cell phone data put him at the hotel, the victim's home, and where the body was found.
The Tren de Aragua, a violent Venezuelan street gang that is operating in the United States, according to the FBI.
The warrant also says the suspects are part of Tren de Aruga, a violent Venezuelan street gang currently operating in the United States. The gang has been described as an invading criminal army from a prison in Venezuela that has spread the brutality and chaos to U.S. cities and small towns. Thursday, the same day Montero appeared in a Miami court, Senator Marco Rubio and Congresswoman Maria Elvira Salazar wrote a letter to President Biden. They requested the president immediately designate the gang as a transnational criminal organization. The designation would help raise national awareness, deploy necessary resources and sanctions to curb escalating violence in U.S. communities. Montero was denied bond. No word on a motive.
You have a cheesy Hollywood scream for me? All right, first let's play Kamala Harris. Then we'll play the cheesy 80s. This is an 80s horror scream, Justin?
I would say yes, it is.
Okay, do you know the source, like a movie? Chucky or something?
I don't think it has a direct source. I'm looking in the...
All right, it's okay.
In the
All
thing,
right. Let's
unfortunately.
Hear, let's hear Kamala Harris first.
He said, concepts of a plan.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, that's pretty... yeah, see, you would do that. You would do the... You're on the hayride with your kids, and then he said, concepts of a plan! And then you do the scream, and then your kids hate you, and you've ruined Halloween for them forever. You've destroyed Halloween. There's no coming back from that. None. Nothing. That's what I'm saying right there. Right, give me another one. Give me like a hot, cheesy 80s woman, you know, with big...
Big personality.
From a guy with a knife or something, you know? Like all that they mock and scream. Wow, that's great. So I want to, this is a great tweet from, let me share this with you. This is very funny. It's excellent. Let me see if I can find it here. I got a lot. Actually, there's a lot of tweets coming in. Let me share a couple with you right now. Snowbody Gal says, Rich, I really wish I could have witnessed you getting kicked out of the mall after harassing Santa with your kids. So if you do decide to go to a haunted attraction and demand your money back from the workers, please let me know so I can at least witness that. Yeah, it's great. Mike Carr says, imagine Kamala's concepts of a plan over those old Sounds of Halloween records that people used to play as kids when they were trick-or-treating in the 80s. I still play those on Halloween. I really do. That's great. Let's see. Sounds more like the old Howard Dean meltdown. That's a good point, too. Yeah. And Amy has a great line about Taylor Swift. Amy Trump 2024, our buddy Amy. Before you let Taylor Swift influence your vote, may I just remind you that 90% of her hit songs are about choosing the wrong person. That's very funny, actually. At A Game Wins. Thank you, Amy. That's very funny. Well, here's a Swifty for Trump who says, I'm voting for Trump. It's a Taylor Swift fan on CNN. Her name is Jamie Jeffries. Cut number 7.
Jamie Jeffries, a law student and mother in Arizona, is a huge Taylor Swift fan and also a fan of Donald Trump. She says the issues she most cares about, abortion, immigration, and the economy, align with Trump.
I'm voting Trump because we need to secure our borders, also economically. I mean, the last 4 years have been insanely hard on everybody, and it's not getting cheaper.
There you go. That's something. Porky's. Kim Cattrall's scream in Porky's. You ever see the movie Porky's? It was probably before your time.
I can't say I have.
It's a classic. It's a classic. Let's see if you can see if they may not even be online, but you know. But let's see if you can find it.
I have Howard Dean. If you want to compare that.
No, I want to stick with the horror genre. I think we're on to something here, Matt DeSantis. Right. Yeah, I think we're on to something spooky and novel. We've just turned Kamala Harris into a Halloween scare character. This is good for us. You know what I mean? Like, Dean's meltdown was just total loser. This is terrifying and scary.
They do sound similar, though.
Do they? All right, well, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Go ahead.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Yeah!
They both have that high-pitched squeal at the end.
All right, well, let me hear hers.
He said, concepts of a plan!
Yeah, I'm still going with the horror theme better. I still like the horror theme better. But it's good. It's good. It's good. You want to hear NBC News fawning over Taylor Swift's endorsement of Donald Trump? Do you want to hear? Wait, what is this now? It's, we don't know if it's true or not. Kamala Harris got the endorsement from Taylor Swift. NBC News went nuts over this. They're loving this. I don't know the clip. I don't know if I have it here. I sent it to you, though, right?
Yeah, I've got two of them. One from the Today Show, and I think the other is just a generic NBC News.
All right, let's hear the gushing.
And another pop star making news, Taylor Swift giving Kamala Harris a surprise endorsement. But does this kind of celebrity support really sway voters? Here's Savannah Sellers.
Breaking news.
She endorsed Kamala tonight.
Just moments after the debate, it was the Instagram post that ricocheted across the internet and social media.
Taylor Swift endorsed Madam VP Kamala Harris.
Pop megastar Taylor Swift telling her 283 million followers that after seeing artificial intelligence of her falsely endorsing Donald Trump, she felt the need to be transparent.
You know, followers are just people that follow you on social media. Like, they're not actually your followers. You're not an alien overlord. Like all those little people in Toy Story, we will, you know. They're not followers. They just follow you on social media. I'm just making that point. Here's more NBC gushing over this. Oh, the media. You got to love the corporate media, right? They're just not at all in the tank for Kamala Harris. Not at all.
Back now, 7:39 this morning on In Depth Today, an overnight surprise in the race for the White House.
Yeah, I mentioned this earlier, music star Taylor Swift endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris right after last night's debate.
NBC's Joe Fryer has more on her announcement and its potential impact. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. After much speculation, this surprise late night endorsement came on Instagram, where Taylor Swift boasts more than 280 million followers. The pop superstar finally making her voice known for the first time in this race. As for the impact this could have on November, the campaigns and voters are watching very closely. You could say they were definitely ready for it. Just minutes after the presidential debate ended,
they're so excited. Pop star
in the Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
World weighed in. Taylor Swift endorsing the vice president, writing on Instagram, I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election. Swift says she's supporting Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe need a warrior to champion them, adding, I believe we can accomplish so much more in this country if we are led by calm and not chaos. The Grammy Award winner indicated her endorsement was prompted in part by former President Trump's use of AI-generated images, falsely suggesting she had endorsed.
All right, you get the point. They're so excited by Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is not going to have any negligible impact. And as evidence of that, we'll just look at her endorsement in Tennessee, where the person she backed for the Senate seat lost to Marsha Blackburn by 10 points. You got another scream for me by chance? Another cheesy screen?
Yeah, I wasn't able to find anything from Porky's, but
can you get me anything?
I got you something.
You got
from
me Scream. A Scream?
Yeah, I got you from Scream,
oh, from
the movie Scream.
Okay, Matt DeSantis, let's do Kamala Harris first. Again, parents, listen to me very closely. This is a great time of year to be a parent. I love this time of year. My kids love Halloween. In fact, I just had a conversation yesterday with Reagan and Claire about Halloween, and I promised them, I said, we're going to do a hayride this fall, And the only thing Claire wanted to know was, she goes, Daddy, is it scary? I said, honey, it's a little, there's monsters. She goes, well, monsters aren't real, so I won't be scared of that. Is it fast? I said, no, these hayrides go really slow. But now I take it all back, because if you take your kids on this haunted hayride and this creature jumps out from the woods at you, your kids will be forever traumatized. I mean, I get it. Your kids have to tell their therapist something one day. I get it. And you're going to screw them up one way or the other. But man, they don't need this. 20 years from now on the couch being like, I thought it was going to be fun. I thought bonfires and cider donuts. Instead, we're on this hayride, and this is what I got.
He said, concepts of a plan.
Daddy, you said it wasn't scary, Daddy. Where's Casper? I thought it was just a friendly ghost. And then it's followed up with this. Your kids forever hate Halloween after that. Like 30 years from now, it's October 31st. The house is completely dark. Not a single decoration. Kid comes to the door. We don't celebrate Halloween in this household. Oh, like for religious reasons? No, my parents traumatized me with the creepy Kamala clown that jumped out of the woods and yelled concepts of a play. Yeah, and then had a high screeching voice and my ears bled. This is what I'm talking about. Don't destroy your children's childhood like this. It's bad enough we got to deal with freaking pumpkin spice frosted flakes. They don't need this. They don't need this. Don't do it to them. All right? Just my parenting advice to you. Least I can do to help. God. It's funny. This show goes off the rails. We don't even plan it. No idea. I didn't even know that clip was in there, but thank God. But you're saying the mannerisms are even better, huh?
Yeah, she makes some really weird facial expressions.
All right, you got to tweet that out for us. Actually, we can all see it.
Daniel Valdez just sent me directions how to play it on YouTube, so maybe we'll try to do that before the end of the hour.
My man Valdez.
Yeah, we'll get to that during the break. We'll see what we can do.
Daniel Valdez, my man. All right, thanks, buddy. We appreciate that. Yeah, Matt DeSantis doesn't even bother asking because he just doesn't want to even do it, so he just pretends like... There's no way to do it. Like, you can't ask someone how to do it. You're like the guy who can't change a tire. You just don't even ask.
I can change a tire.
Or go on YouTube and look at a video or something like that. He doesn't even bother to ask. Thank you, Valdez, for offering, since DeSantis wasn't going to ask.
I was going to ask eventually.
Eventually.
Not today.
When? Eventually when? When I'm retiring, well, like my last show?
Not today, because we're already at 5:30, and then not tomorrow, because it's Friday. Who needs extra stuff on their plate on a Friday? Yeah. Probably Monday.
That's fair.
You just have to wait a couple days.
That's a good point. My friend AJ has a point, though. He says he thinks the concepts of a plan rivals Dumb and Dumber as the most annoying sound you've ever heard. Well, that's a good one.
I've never seen.
Never seen Dumb and Dumber?
You've never seen
How
that
have
scene?
Have you not seen Dumb and Dumber?
Oh.
Isn't that Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I don't like
and
him.
Jeff Daniels,
I don't
but
find
it's hysterical.
Him funny.
How do you not find him funny?
I think he's annoying.
Well, he is annoying, but he was funny in the 90s, and that's when the movie came out, in the 90s.
That brand of humor doesn't do it for me.
You know why? Because you're an elitist Harvard snob. That's why. No, you are. You are an elitist Harvard snob. You don't understand working people's humor because you're an elitist. That's why. That's why.
I don't think he's very funny.
His Harvard education, he can't even enjoy it. Mask.
Yeah, he can't. He won't belittle himself with that kind of childish humor. You know what I mean?
He sticks his nose up at the common man's humor.
Yeah, the working class people's humor. You're practically Howard Stern at this point.
That's not true. I laughed hysterically over and over again at the Eric Swalwell clip we played yesterday.
That's fair. I give you that.
Jim Carrey's just not my cup of tea.
All right, that's fine. All right, I'll give you that. I'll let you off the hook with that. Fine. This is the Big Story of the Hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. The big story is that Matt DeSantis is an elitist Harvard snob who has no sense of humor. Go see Dr. because it's good to laugh and have a sense of humor, and you want to make sure you have a great smile. So go see Dr. Mike today. He is the man. He's the best. I'm telling you, it's great. And before you know it, we're going to be in holiday season. So Dr. Veneria is going to give you a great smile. If you schedule your appointment now, you'll be one step closer to smiling big at this year's holiday party. Take care of your teeth. It's so important to your overall health. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile. He's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He's respected among his peers as a master of dental implants. So reach out to Dr. Mike today with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Schedule your appointment or free implant consultation today for your perfect smile by going to 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VanariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. He's the best, and you're going to love his company, but most importantly, you're going to love the beautiful smile you get with my buddy, my friend, my dentist, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We are waiting Governor Doug Burgum of North Dakota. He's in town today, and we're very happy that he's helping out with Trump Force 47. We're excited for that and excited for him to join us on the show today. We got a lot to get to, and I'll tell you what, there's a couple of things I wanted to mention. First of all, don't underestimate how serious this migrant crime issue is, all right? It's a real thing. And I don't think you should dismiss it because the media is dismissing it. Whether or not they're eating dogs and cats is really irrelevant. The fact of the matter is that it's real. The migrant crime thing is real. What their individual menu choices are is not. And I know they're fixated on Trump going, they're eating dogs and they're eating cats. No one cares outside of the elites in the media. They don't care that Trump said that because they want to know who's going to do better for the economy. I'm sure, I guarantee you, there are illegal immigrants who are eating dogs and cats because people have weird food tastes. I don't judge. People eat Beyond Burgers. You know what I mean? Like, people eat a mashed up processed patty thing and call it a burger. People have all kinds of weird food preferences. I don't judge. Somebody ate a freaking bat and started a global pandemic once because the bat was not cooked all the way through. All right, well, maybe on that one, that was actually from a lab. But you get the point. The point is people have really filthy eating habits. I don't begrudge anybody what their choices are. I just have problems with two things in life. One is pineapple on a pizza. I find it to be a disgrazia to my people. I refuse to take part in it. And you should not do it because it's cultural appropriation. And number two, do not cook a steak medium well or well done. Don't ever do it. It's an outrage, and it should be illegal. Beyond that, eat whatever you want. I don't really care. That's me, though. I'm a food libertarian. But it's true. Violent gangs are out there, and it's a real story. And the Ohio governor is now taking action after Springfield residents are speaking out about 20,000 Haitian migrant influx. And I told you yesterday, the attorney general of Ohio came out and said, yeah, they're getting credible police reports about people killing ducks, taking ducks. And you have the hunters come out too and say, yeah, they're stealing ducks and they're killing ducks. And we got to have all these permits and duck papers and whatnot. And these people are just coming along and stealing ducks. I don't think people just make this stuff up. I'm sure there's truth to all these things, but it doesn't matter at the end of the day because the crime issue is real. The illegal immigration issue is real. And I part ways with some people who think this is not a big deal. It's a very big deal. And Mike DeWine, who is he's a rhino squish. He's terrible. People in Ohio can't stand the guy, but he's sending law enforcement and millions of dollars to Springfield, Ohio, after residents' public grievances about the influx of 20,000 Haitian migrants to their community garnered national attention. DeWine said on Tuesday that state troopers will be sent to help address the growing reckless driving issue, largely sparked by the migrant influx. He'll also be dedicating $2.5 million toward health care. Wait times for health care have significantly increased for residents due to the migrants. He said, I want the people of Springfield and Clark County to know that as we move forward, we will continue to do everything we can to help the community deal with this surge of migrants. The federal government has not demonstrated that they have any kind of plan to deal with this issue. We will not walk away. And, you know, DeWine is such a slime ball that if he wanted to torpedo Trump on this issue, he could, because I think he wants to torpedo Trump. He's just that kind of a slime ball. But he can't do it because his residents would go crazy because the migrant crisis, particularly the Haitian immigrants who are there legally in Ohio, because this administration gave them essentially sanctuary, not the full sanctuary, but and put them there. That's what this administration did. That's 100% true. You can't get away from that fact. You can't get away from that fact. That is a true story. Here is a clip I have for you. I'll share this with you. Kamala Harris on The View in 2022. As 20,000 non-citizen Haitians destroy a town in Ohio and reportedly kill and eat people's pets, here's border czar Kamala Harris bragging about allowing them to flood into the country. Cut number 18.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection.
And you remember earlier in the show today, we were talking about Merrick Garland whining about the Department of Justice and saying that it's not weaponized. According to the Daily Wire, a pro-life Christian who was convicted for joining a peaceful protest at a Tennessee abortion facility has been ordered to report next month to a notoriously violent federal prison. Calvin Zastro, 57 years old, is expected to serve his six-month sentence at the Federal Correctional Institute Thompson in Illinois beginning October 15th. The Thompson facility has been the focus of intense media and lawmaker scrutiny over reports of rampant violence and abuse at the prison over the last few years. Last year, a special management unit at Thompson was shut down after an NPR report found there were five suspected homicides and two suspected suicides in 2019 until February 2023 in that unit. In October of 2023, Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa demanded answers on how the facility handled some 275 reports of sexual misconduct against prison employees in 2022. Just last week, the prison was placed in lockdown when an employee was hospitalized after finding a suspicious substance in a housing unit. This pro-life Christian who was convicted of this peaceful protest, 11 years in federal prison. Now, they did not get 11 years, but they were six of them were found guilty on Tuesday after the Biden administration charged them over a peaceful protest at a Tennessee abortion facility back in 2021. They were accused of violating the FACE Act, which is the when you block access to an abortion clinic. On that day, a group of demonstrators gathered on the second floor of an office building in the hallway outside the Karafim Health Center clinic. The group prayed, sang hymns, and urged women showing up to the clinic to not get abortions. That's what they did wrong. And they were found guilty on both counts of violating civil rights and also violations of the FACE Act. So, yeah, don't tell me this Department of Justice is not weaponized. Please, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that lie. That's a total, absolute lie. It's a total, absolute lie, and I do not want to hear it. It's nonsense. More on the migrant stuff for you. Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua is now expanding their presence in the United States of America. So this is from the Wall Street Journal. They have a whole piece about this. Tren de Aragua involvement, they're suspected in 100 U.S. cases, bringing its violent brand of robbery and drug trafficking north. It's a Venezuelan gang expanding its deadly reach into the United States of America. U.S. law enforcement officials had watched with alarm the spread of a Venezuelan gang known for dismembering rivals from Chile to Colombia. But the gang known as Tren de Aragua seemed contained in Latin America. Then late last year, Anthony Salisbury, a top Homeland Security official, got a call. Hey, have you heard of Tren de Aragua? Please don't tell me you've seen them, he responded. In fact, his colleague said, Tren de Aragua members were operating in Texas. Now there are also dozens of criminal cases involving the gang in Miami, where he is based. They're expanding fast in Latin America, and they're expanding fast here. And they have a picture of him with all these guns that they recovered from the gang. Founded in a Venezuelan prison where it ran a zoo, swimming pool, disco, restaurant, and bar. Sounds like the best all-inclusive club ever. Tren de Aragua has grown into a fearsome transnational criminal force in less than a decade. MS-13 on steroids, as one federal official put it, referring to the Central American gang that is entrenched in many U.S. communities. The specter of crime caused by immigrants has become a major theme in the presidential campaign, with former President Donald Trump calling out migrant crime repeatedly. I want to remind you that when they were doing the debate and they had the meters where people can rate their positive or negative emotions of what the candidates were saying, when Trump was talking about migrant crime, undecided voters, they were the yellow, went up through the roof, up through the roof. And even the blue for Democrats did not drop off that far. Now, remember the story, the Fugazi about federal crime data shows homicides and other crimes have dropped. And that's not true, because what we talked about earlier in the show is the number of law enforcement agencies in this country that do not share their statistics with the Federal Bureau of Investigation for the Uniform Crime Report. So I already dealt with that earlier in the show today. If you missed it, go back. It's on the podcast. But it's a fugazi to suggest that all the crime data that the FBI has is the whole story. It's just not true. Despite the fact-checking by David Muir on ABC News. Ann Funder, who lost her son to fentanyl poisoning, is asking, why isn't anything being done about it? You know, you can say that illegal immigration is not a big issue. You're wrong. You can say migrant crime is not a big issue. You're wrong. Crime matters. But also the fentanyl crisis matters. I'm in Philadelphia. I see it. We see it all the time. Where do you think this stuff comes in? We know where it comes in. It's made in China. They bring it over to Mexico. I mean, everything's made in China, but they bring it to Mexico. The cartels assemble it. The Washington Post, the far right wing Washington Post, had a whole expose on this. They rent Airbnbs in California, and then they ship the fentanyl all throughout the United States. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com. VanariaDental.com, 856-786-2020. Here's Ann Fender on Funder, 13.
As a matter of fact, yesterday when we were testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee, all the Democrats just spoke out their 5 minutes of time. They didn't ask any of the victims any questions. They didn't care to hear. Congressman Nadler had his head down the whole time and he was staring at his phone. Congresswoman Escobar, she was just insulting, saying, you know, that the right was extorting us, and I think that her comment was extorting us more than anything. She absolutely was very offensive. I found it very offensive that none of them wanted to ask us a single question, and it's because they have done nothing, and they know they've done nothing, and they have failed Americans. Americans need to be safe. This is our country, and they're not keeping Americans safe. They're letting people over the border. They're letting fentanyl flood into this country. They're letting criminals flood into this country, and nothing is being done about it. We need answers as to why. Why isn't anything being done about it? Now, the one person who has done something, who has talked about it, and who has done something in the past is President Trump, and he will come back, and he will do something about it.
He will do something about it, no question about it, and that's the reality. Here's an Ohio homeless advocate speaking at a Springfield City Commission meeting. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers, cut 14.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced because I'm that guy. Rob, you know, for 25 years I've worked with the homeless in this community. You know, a lot of people don't know because I'm not the guy out there blowing the horn. Because it ain't about me. It's the Jesus in me that goes out there and does it. Trust me, there's days I'm tired. But I'll get into homeless camps that nobody in a suit and tie will walk into. None. They trust me because I've never let them down. You know, and guys, if you don't think it's here right now, in October, we are getting ready to hit a wall here. There is not any relief for the homeless. The homeless people in this community are not the people you think they are, the squatters that aren't happening. It's not there. There's veterans. Come see me. I'm not real hard to find. Ask anybody on the street. They'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I'll take you there. And no, they don't want your toothpaste and your peanut butter sandwiches. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you, Baron.
It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
Thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
Guy's a homeless advocate. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you about all this stuff. All right, listen, we got a big fourth and final hour straight ahead. We got Governor Doug Burgum joining us. Going to talk to Daniel Turner about the effect of the energy fracking and all the other stuff that came out during the debate with Donald Trump. And also, too, I want to get into with you Trump's great idea. I love this. A government efficiency commission to actually save money, your money, that's not wasted and just burns up right in front of your very, very eyes. But listen, as we continue along the show here tonight, I want to thank my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding for being just outstanding supporters of the show. the great work that Matt and Stephanie do and the entire team at Emmons for 10 years, two different homes that we've owned. Emmons has been there for us every step of the way. And when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. Listen, with Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know, times are tough for a lot of people right now. The economy stinks. They're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Reach out to Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677. Or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. And make sure you tell them I sent you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.